Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Always great to check in with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. She's on the line. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Doing great. And it's nice to talk, as always, but especially today as it is, gosh, World Theater Day. Is that right?
That's right. Happy World Theater Day. I should have said that right off the bat. Here it is, March 27th.
There you go. So World Theater Day, and of course, as the world comes to the Stratford Festival.
Yeah, we are so fortunate to play an important role in people's entertainment, in the development of children's understanding of the world and of the arts. We do so much good here at the Stratford Festival, and I was forced to think of it because PAC, the Professional Association of Canadian Theatre, sent out an email the other day to us in advance of World Theatre Day, just talking about all the wonderful things that the arts do for this country. And I saw how much of that, that there a significant amount of the contribution is made by the Stratford Festival. They were telling us that Canadian theaters employ more than 30,000 people. And we know in Stratford, you know, here we are one theater with about 1,200 people employed. And, of course, we know that we have spin-off jobs of about 1,400 full-time employed, full-time equivalent jobs. So we know we contribute to that not just directly in the arts, but also in all of those service and other jobs that need to support theater. We also talked about the economic impact, or PAC was talking about the economic impact. We talked about this a couple of years ago, Jamie, when we had our latest economic impact study, but it's worth really remembering. Stratford Festival generates $277 million in economic activity every year. It's really a remarkable amount.
Well, there you go. Some amazing stats right there for World Theater Day, and certainly the impact on the Stratford Festival. It's absolutely huge what it provides, not only for Canada, but certainly for our local community as well.
Yeah, we're very, very fortunate. So I think here in Stratford, yes, we should support World Theater Day.
Yeah.
And because it affects our lives, it gives us opportunities. We are just so fortunate.
Absolutely.
And, in order to celebrate, we have a World Theater Day ticket promotion.
All right.
Yeah. You can get tickets from as low as $39, because what better way to support theater than to buy a ticket, especially these days. So if you want to get tickets, and it's to a selection of performances, and they are from a price from $39, you can use promo code 114931.
All right, that's promo code 114931 in celebration of World Theater Day. That is awesome. And let's talk about some of the behind the scenes. You always give us tidbits, and as we look forward to the upcoming season, more behind the scenes videos are going to be coming out.
Yeah, please follow us on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. We have so much great content coming out. Over the weekend, we were able to post a beautiful video of Harper Ray Ash. She's the young performer who's playing Annie for us. And we snuck by the rehearsal hall and captured her rehearsing with Laura Burton on piano, and were able to get some video of her singing that signature song, Tomorrow. And it's beautiful. It's getting so much traction on social media. We were able to capture a lot of music, in fact, as we were strolling around through the rehearsal halls week before last, I guess it was. We captured Ron Sexsmith was in Rehearsal Hall 1 at the Festival Theater, and he was playing the songs that he has written as composer for As You Like It. So we'll have a couple of those videos available for you. Very exciting to hear him, you know. As You Like It is called Shakespeare's Musical, and we've had some really wonderful music over the years. Michael Roth, who's a very well-known L.A. composer, did the music for Des Machina's production, and for Anthony Cimolino's production of As You Like It, he had Bare Naked Ladies write the music. So there's a great tradition there, and it's wonderful to have Ron Sexsmith, who is, of course, now a Stratford resident, doing the music for us this year.
Yeah, that's awesome. And speaking of As You Like It, I love on the Stratford Festival Facebook page some past production, some great historical photos of many of the productions of As You Like It, going all the way back to 1959 with Irene Wirth.
Yeah, isn't it fun to see those? And, of course, Maggie Smith's in there, and Lucy Peacock, and Sarah Topham. Just, you know, so many wonderful, wonderful actresses over the years. And absolutely thrilled to be adding Sarah Farb to the list this year.
Yeah, and As You Like It is the season opener, is that right?
It is. So we will be having wonderful red carpet activity for that, and then repeat all that beautiful red carpet activity again the next day for the opening of Annie.
All right. Well, we'll share all the details available for you on our socials and with mystraffordnow.com. But a reminder, use that promotion code and get some reasonably priced tickets, 114-931. We'll share the details and Swordfeger with Stratford Festival and anything else on the go. Or we're looking forward to a great season.
We really are. And you know what? I haven't even mentioned Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, which is going to be so much fun. Everybody is going to just be delighted, tickled by this this great comedy musical, and we will have a couple of songs coming out of that. If you love Spamalot, you're going to love Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, so I know that counts me in and so many other people. So we'll talk about it a little more in depth in the coming weeks, I hope. Tons and tons of exciting things happening.
It's all a go, that's for sure, with Stratford Festival and Swordfeger. Thanks, Anne.
Great to talk to you, Jamie. Thank you.